Blog Talk Radio. All right, all right, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Amen to our Sunday morning service. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That song was praying this morning and playing. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We are a soldier in the army of the Lord. We got to put our war clothes on, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Healing comes down. Joy comes down. Peace comes down. Blessings come down. Deliverance come. Come on, people of God. Holy Ghost come down and the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to lift them higher, higher and higher. And we got to ask, what is his name? His name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The one and only Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. For you and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Wherever you may be at right now, praise God, the Lord presence is there. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this morning. For his grace, for his mercy, amen, praise God, hallelujah. I want to pray, glory to God, before I do anything this morning. I want God to have his way this morning, amen. I pray, glory to God, forgive me for last week, amen, praise God. The equipment went down, something happened on last week, amen, praise God. So we are well equipped this morning, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank and praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, for his grace, for his mercy, for his sovereignty. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name. We come, God, this morning, Lord Jesus, asking, Father, that you have your way this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that the heavens will open. The heavens will open unto us this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And you invade us with your presence this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. I pray, God, even now, Lord God, that you would touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will lift up our spirits this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever it may be from yesterday to today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let it go under the blood today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we shout victory today, Father God. Yes, God, I thank you for victory. The word victory, we shall victory today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So let your spirit rest, rule, and abide upon us, in us, through us, God. Undergird us, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that you will bless every household that's represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your knowledge. I pray for a deeper understanding of your word, Father God. Let your glory, let your glory come down this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we want to say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift you up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, I say thank you. And I say thank you again. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost, for being here this morning. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost, in your presence, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart this morning. Amen and amen and amen, people of God, hallelujah. On last week, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, I wanted to just say happy anniversary, amen, to Pastor Matthew McNeil, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, and to Pastor Ilona Waters, from True Vine International Ministry. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was their 6-year anniversary, amen, of being a pastor. So I just pray the blessings of the Lord be upon them. Praise God. I pray that God will continue to uplift them. I pray, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that they will keep on keeping on in the work of the Lord and do that what God has commissioned them to do. So I pray a blessing be upon them on this day. Happy anniversary, Pastor Matthew McNeil, Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Praise God. I give God glory for the anointing on your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So with that being said, people of God, hallelujah, I wanted to do that on last week. I was so excited. Amen. Praise God to come. Amen. Because it's a hard thing to stand for God. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost, with the world, the way it is right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. People love the cares of the world more than they love the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I'm praying for them and continue, people of God, to pray for them. Amen. That they will stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and do that what God has commissioned them to do on that day. Praise God. When they stood before God. Hallelujah. And took on the commission to preach the word in season, out of season. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So we thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God. I want to get that out first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, yes, we are a soldier in the army. Amen. And we have to be well equipped to what God wants us to do. Today, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I want to take you to a passage that we all know. Glory to God. And we all quote because this is the most quoted in the Bible. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." That is the scripture for today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But today I want to talk to you today about it is well. Before we leave off of this radio show today, the Sunday morning ministry today, you're going to know the word it is well. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. God has been speaking, praise God, ha, my son, Dora Bastia. It is well. It is well. It is well with you. It is well with me, praise God. This is what the Holy Spirit is speaking today. It is well with you. Come on, somebody. It is well with me. It is easy to go through life worried about the future and frustrated because a dream has taken so long and upset because somebody did us wrong. But instead of complaining about the difficulties, instead of being sour because your plans didn't work out, you need to remember these three simple words. It is well. God is still on the throne. My God, I give you glory. He's directing our steps. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He wouldn't have allowed it unless it had a purpose for it. Everything that we go to, people of God, and we go through, praise God, it has a purpose of what God wants to do in our life. When you are tempted to get discouraged, keep reminding yourself, it is well. Today we want to talk to you. The Holy Ghost wants to speak this morning. It is well. Glory to God. Glory to God. I lost so many things in my life. Come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm not stressed over it. I know something is better. It's coming. It is well. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. I was cheated in life. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's all right. God is my vindicator. Somebody say, God, my vindicator, because I know it is well. Come on, Holy Ghost. Pray for my loved ones, but they didn't make it. Come on. I'm not bitter. Glory to God. I know you're there in heaven rejoicing where there is no pain. It is well. God knows what he's doing. That's why the scripture tells us that I know the plans that I have for you. And God says, declare the Lord. God declared, amen, that the plan was to prosper you. The plan was to give you hope and a future. The plans was, amen, to lift you up over your circumstances. And I'm talking to somebody that feels like the world is closing in on them. I'm talking to somebody, praise God, that feels like I'm out here by myself. Come on, Holy Ghost. And I'm talking to somebody that said my life seems like it's stuck. As I'm talking to somebody, glory to God, glory to God, it's not going the way that I wanted and I planned it to go. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Because the Holy Spirit sent me and the Lord Jesus Christ sent me to tell you, it is well. When you have that it is well attitude, there is a peace, a rest. It takes the pressure off. Ah, my God, I give you glory. There's a place that God wants us to get to. Praise God. My God, I say thank you. Ah, my, say kuda basanda. You know, praise God, let me just say something to you. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Everything that seemed like it was coming, amen, at ego boshanda, at me and my husband for the last 6 months. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I told God that almost I feel, praise God, that I have come to the end of myself. That's the way God wants us to be, people of God. You have to come from the end of yourself. When you feel like you cannot do anything, but allow God to have his way. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You have to come to the end of yourself. I said, Lord, I had my hands in my head because I didn't know which way that God wanted me to go. But I know that he had a plan for me. Glory to God, because I wasn't in control. Come on, Holy Ghost. I wasn't in control. Glory to God. I had to tell God, Lord Jesus, I have come to the end of myself. When I said I come to the end of myself, that's when I started seeing things moving in places that God wanted to go, because God don't want us to take on, praise God, his job. God has a job that he has to get already spoke over in our lives from the beginning of the foundation. He already knew, praise God, that you will be where you're at. He already knew that you will feel the way you feel. He already knew, praise God, he put a halt on some things. He already knew. Praise God. So when you come to the end of yourself, the pressure comes off of you. You don't live on a roller coaster. You pray, Lord, let me off this roller coaster. You know it is well when you're on the mountaintop and it is well in the valley. Come on, Holy Ghost. It is well when business is great, and it's well when it's not so great. You have a made-up mind. Hallelujah. That's why I say, come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Fire. You know God is bigger than any obstacle that we could ever face. And if you see God the way you're supposed to see him, he is a big God doing big things in this season. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. This is a season, amen, praise God, that God spoke to me, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. And he spoke it loud, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He said, this is our season of congratulations. Oh, somebody said, it is well, it is well, it is well. It's going to be well with me, because this season you're going to find yourself, somebody going to congratulate you on something that God has already established in your life. As long as you stay in faith, faith is the key that unlocks your blessings and destiny. Nothing can keep you from your destiny. That three Hebrew boys. Come on, somebody. My God, I give it glory. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you. The Bible says in Daniel 3:16-28, praise God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able, come on, to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. See, they knew, praise God, that when God put them in something, that they were coming out. Hey, glory to God, glory to God. He said, we are not so careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from the hand of the king. But listen, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The Bible says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. He was angry, and the form of his countenance was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was before. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. The Bible says, then these men were bound in coats, in hosens, and their hats, and their garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, see, the enemy will come at you hard when God is doing something. And the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men and took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Whatever the enemy trying to throw you in, glory to God, the Bible let us know. When they was trying to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire, the Bible said that the fire consumed them. And these three men, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. That Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose. Come on, Holy Ghost. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. Oh, y'all, come on, talk to me this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, no matter what they try to throw you in, praise God, no matter where you at right now, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there in the fire with you. Whatever you're going through, glory to God, in mind, body, and spirit, matrimony, whatever it could be physically, God is right there with you. My God, I give you glory, because the Son of Man will be with you. He said, I will be with you to the end of the world. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. The Bible says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came forth in the midst of the fire. Oh, this is not just a story, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, this is God. This is Jesus at work, the Son of Man at work. No matter what you're going through, my God, I give you glory. The Son of Man is right there with you, my God, I give you glory. The Bible says in verse number 27, it says, and the princes, the governor, and the captain, and the king counselor, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. Come on, my God, I say thank you. Nor was any hair on the head singed, neither was their coat changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, he spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Blessed be your God. Blessed be the God of what you're going through. Blessed be our God, because it is well. Bible says in Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel. Come on. You have an angel. My God, I give it glory. And delivered his servant that trusted in him. See, that's the place that God wants us to get, that we have to trust in him. He is the source. He is the one that we plug in. He is the one, praise God, that will bring you out. He is the one, amen, praise God, that's going to bless you. Trust in him. If you're looking to the hills, will come if your help. Trust in him. He has all power. He knows everything. He's Jehovah Jireh. Come on, somebody. He is your provider. He's Jehovah Nissi. He is the bloodstained banner. He is the one. He's Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. He is the one that you go through. Praise God. The trust in him you have and have changed. He changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any other God except their own God. They knew, praise God, no matter what they had to go through, they was going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The world wants to shift the people into serving other things. Amen. Praise God. Have you seen, praise God, the world today? My God, I give you glory. Any and anything is okay. But God of heaven, praise God, he is speaking in the world today. He's letting us know, praise God, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. I am your God. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, the Son of God is with you. My God, I give you glory. They refuse to bow down to the king's golden idol. There is many idols set up for us today to fall by the wayside. But I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will stand for God in this season. My God, I give it glory. They was about to be thrown into a fiery furnace. They could have complained. God is not fair. We're doing your will. And look what's happening, because you don't understand. No, they said to the king, we're not going to bow. We know our God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we still not going to bow. They were saying, it is well. If it goes our way, it is well. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. If it doesn't go our way, it is well. Oh, Shatu, Rabbi, send it a Messiah. Our prayers get answered and all is well. If it doesn't get answered, come on, Holy Ghost, it is well. Can you serve a God of a yes? And can you serve a God of a no? If God says no, that means that, praise God, he has a better door for you. If God says no, praise God, that means, glory to God, there's something big is getting ready to happen in your life. My God, I give you glory. So we got to learn to serve a God of a no as well as a God of a yes. My God, I say thank you. The king had them thrown into the furnace. It should have instantly killed them. He came back to check a little later. Said to the guard, didn't we throw three men in bound? Oh, my God, I give you glory. I see four men loose, and one looks like the Son of God. Listen, people of God, even in the fire, they will still see God. How would they see God if I'm going through? Because you're still standing. How is they going to see God in the midst of me suffering like I'm suffering? Because I trust in my God that God will bring me through. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I see the Son of God. And when you know it, it is well. The creator of the universe will make things happen that you could never make happen. And like these three Hebrew boys, God, I say thank you. You may be in a situation where you don't see a way out. Ah, my God, I say thank you. You could be discouraged, upset, stressed out. My God, I say thank you. Ah, glory to God. No, you need to start declaring, it is well. Whatever I'm going through, it is well. My God will save me. God, I thank you. I might be in the fire, but God, I thank you. I might be going through my finances, but God, I thank you. I might be going with my children, but God, I thank you because I know that you're here with me and it will be well. It is well, people of God. Do I decree and declare over us, it is well? It is well with you. It is well with me. I'm struggling in my marriage, you might say. But I'm not living stressed out because it is well, because I know my God. I'm dealing with this addiction. The God of heaven will divinely intervene. It is well. Not where I thought I'd be in life, but I'm not discouraged. God is still working on me. God is still working. It is well. I'm not a finished product yet. Oh, come on. So it is well. Because the Bible says, he that begun a good work in me will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. I will never be finished to the day I stand before the Lord. It is well. I never thought I'd be facing this legal problem. It is well. Come on, somebody. This sickness, it is well. This divorce, it is well. This bankruptcy, it is well. But I can tell you, it is well. I'm at peace. I know God is in complete control. Who knows God is in complete control, people of God? Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout with me this morning, my God, I say thank you. No matter what situation that you're in today, my God, I say thank you. Ah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It will be well. You're going through places that are most standard that God wants you to go. Everything that you go through has a purpose and a plan for God. He knows what he is doing. Ah, my glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Lord, I feel hard pressed. It is well, God, I say thank you. Maybe you're single. You thought that you have been met that somebody by now. Don't, come on, somebody. Let me encourage you. It is well. God already has the right person lined up for you. They are in your future. I've been talking to somebody. Now stay in agreement with God. You have to stay in agreement with God. God knows what he's doing in your life. He knows how to bring the best out of your life. You might feel, glory to God, that you are by yourself. Who is God talking to this morning? You feel so alone. You feel so discouraged. You feel so stressed out. My God, I give you glory. And what it does, praise God, it brings sickness to the body. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost today, glory to God, that the yoke is broken off of your life today, that you walk in divine liberty today, that you walk in the things of God. Do not go around thinking, oh, it will never happen. It's never going to happen for me. Wrong words. Wrong words. No. Have this attitude. It is well. My mind is made up. It is well with me. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you this morning. I give you glory this morning. Glory to his name. Come on and shout with me this morning. Come on and raise up your altar this morning. It's an altar that God wants you to raise up. It is well altar. Glory to God. Raise up an altar of prayer. Raise up an altar of sowing. Raise up an altar of your husband. Raise up an altar of your wife. Raise up the altar for your ministry. Raise up an altar for your children. It is well. See, we got to know how to pray. If you're in the army of the Lord, praise God, you get girded up with prayer. God will make a way. You walk in faith, praise God. God will make a way. My God, I give it glory. Let us go to a song, praise God. Raise it up, y'all. Raise up an altar. Raise up an altar for whatever you need. Raise up an altar for your finances. To break up, the way your finances is, praise God, because you're not giving God his 10%, and God will establish and sustain your 90%. Raise up an altar, my God, I give it glory. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Give me you. Everything else can wait. I hope I'm not too late. Give me you. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Because in this season, amen, we're going to need the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All that is going on in the world today, we lift our hands to heaven and say it is well with me. Come on, Holy Ghost. God, I give you glory. Maybe your child, come on, made some poor choices. Glory to God. We all worry. Glory to God. Worry is not going to help. Losing sleep doesn't matter. It just, glory to God, because look, glory to God, it's not going to make it better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All through the day, let this phrase play in your mind. It is well. You hear the voice. Come on, some of you, praise God, them voices get louder and louder and louder. You hear the voice. What if it doesn't change? Answer back. It is well. See, you got to speak back to the enemy. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, because only the enemy comes, amen, praise God, to discourage us, to make us think God ain't moving in our lives. Think God don't have our turn around and tell the devil it is well. And if it's not well, praise God, yes, Holy Messiah, it is going to be well, because I got a mighty God backing me. That voice speaks loud. What if he or she gets in more trouble? It is well. I don't know who's going through today. I don't know what you're going through with your children. I don't know, praise God, but God knows all things. My God, I give you glory. What if it doesn't work out? That's what the enemy said. Glory to God, it is well. Replace the thoughts of worrying with it is well. Maybe the medical report wasn't good. Glory to God, and it would be easy to let those words play all day long. Come on, somebody. All day long, all day long, all day long. Go, my say. God told about Sada. Some of us know what I'm talking about. You're not going to make it. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you. Learn to live with it as well. No, turn off the broken record or the broken recording. Amen. Praise God. Put on a new recording. It is well. The number of my days God will fulfill. My God, I give you glory. Can I say that again? The number of my days. Come on, Holy Ghost, will be well, because God will fulfill it. I want you to start speaking over your life. Nothing can snatch me out of the hands of his hands, or perhaps a legal situation you don't look like, or it wasn't fair, but it is well. Whatever we're going through today, it is well. My God, I give you glory. It says in Psalms, the trap, the enemy set for me, they will fall in themselves. When you meditate on these simple phrases, all is well. It is well. You're going to say, God, I trust you. You're bigger than this problem. You can turn any situation around. It doesn't take God a long time. I don't know about you, praise God, and what God, how God deals with you. And it might be at the last second. It might be at the last minute. It might be at the last hour. But I know my God is in full control. Whatever it comes out to be, it's the way God wants it to be. And it will be well. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to us this morning. It's interesting, the Hebrew boys were doing the right thing when the wrong thing happened to them. I'm going to talk to us today, because a lot of us think, praise God, when things come in our lives, Lord, if I'm doing something wrong, that I did not do what you said to do, that I not fulfill the promise that you said. But sometimes, people of God, you can be doing the right thing, glory to God, glory to God, and the wrong thing happened, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God. Just know that when God does that, there is something greater that God wants you to reach. There's another pinnacle that God wants you to reach. There's another faith level that God wants you to reach. My God, I say thank you. Being in God's perfect will doesn't mean we won't have difficulties. You can reach your destiny without opposition. opposition. We can't do it. My God, I say thank you. Unfair situations, people doing the wrong thing to you, praise God, when things come out against you. It's easy to think, preacher, it is not well. Look at these difficulties. No, the truth is the enemy, hear me in the Holy Ghost, the enemy wouldn't be fighting you unless he knew God had something amazing in your future. Oh, my God, I say thank you. Who is God speaking to today? I'm literally doing exercises while I'm preaching the word of God, because God is speaking to somebody today. Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy is fighting you so hard, that means that you have an amazing future. Let us rejoice today. Something great is happening for me right now. Somebody say, something great is happening for me right now, because I have the one true living God backing me 100%. My God, I say thank you. You can stay in faith. You can declare all is well, knowing that the opposition is a sign that something is great coming. Oh, my God, I give you glory. When you see everything coming at you, my God, I say thank you, my God. And you feel like, Lord, I'm a sacred about. You got to get to the place, glory to God, and say, Lord, I have come to the end of myself, and watch the hands of God move in your life. Your back is up against the wall. It might feel like, praise God, that you are so alone. Glory to God, because you could be around a bunch of people but still feel so alone, because God is doing a great work in you. My God, I say thank you. Oh, my sake, somebody say, stay in faith, stay in faith, stay in faith, stay in faith. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4, he says in 12 and 13, he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, the trial, which is to try you, as some strange thing happened unto you. But listen, what he say? Now, it's going to take a lot when it's all hell breaking through in your life. He turns around in verse 13, says, but rejoice. Rejoice. See, it takes maturity to rejoice in tribulation. But rejoice in much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. In fact, the scripture says, don't be surprised when you face various trials. Don't get bent out of shape because life threw you a curve. You had an unexpected challenge. Somebody say it was unexpected challenge. It's an unexpected challenge. It's an unexpected challenge. You didn't expect this to take place in your life. My God, I say thank you. Sometimes we face difficulty not because we're doing something wrong, but because we're doing something right. Somebody say, I'm on the right track. Jesus told a parable about this in Matthew, the 13th chapter. He said a farmer went out and planted wheat in his field. He sowed good seeds. He was doing the right thing, but at night, hear me in the Holy Ghost, in the midnight hour, while he slept, an enemy snuck in and planted weeds in his soil. When it came time for harvest, the weeds popped up with the wheat. So here we got the weed and the wheat. He thought, where did this come from? I didn't sow these seeds. Anytime, oh my God, I give you glory. Anytime you're doing the right thing, honoring God, being productive, helping others, don't be surprised if you find some weeds among your wheat. Like this farmer, doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. We think, come on, Holy Ghost, I've been loyal, come on, to this for years. Come on, Holy Ghost. How could they treat me badly? I raised my child right. Now he's going off course. I've been sowing and sowing, and I don't see no fruit. I don't understand it. Those are simply weeds that the enemy has sown into your field. Keep doing good because it is well. My God, I say thank you. The good news is those weeds cannot keep you from your destiny. Oh, come on, let's get a strike here, praise God. They're the Messiah. I see a baseball field. My God, I say thank you. And I see the batter up. Glory to God, glory to God. You're getting ready to bat it outfield, praise God. My God, I say thank you. Strike, the Messiah. They want to strike you out, but God said a home run. My God, I say thank you. My God, I say thank you, Lord God. My God, I give you glory. The good news is those weeds cannot keep you from your destiny. If that trouble was going to stop God's plan, he would have not permitted it. God is not going to allow anything to happen in your life that he don't allow. My God, I say thank you. And what I've learned is the weeds always pop up right before the harvest. Come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody's getting ready to be in harvest time. Your business slows down. A child acts up. Come on, Holy Ghost. You have trouble in relationships. Don't panic. You are close to your breakthrough and your breakout. Your harvest is about to come. That's why the weeds are popping up. And instead of falling apart, God, come on, Holy Ghost. Why did this happen? Don't say that. Say it is well because God allowed the weeds to come in. Praise God. My God, I say thank you. God has a purpose for the weeds. Lord, have mercy. No. Our attitude should be, it's no big deal. It's just another weed. I didn't sow it. I don't have to reap it. God said he would take care of it for me. If for some reason you were to lose your job or whatever may happen in your life, don't panic. Oh, Rabbi, say, that's just a weed popping up. Stay in faith and God will give you the better job. Oh, my God, I say thank you. If the medical report is negative, don't get discouraged. See that sickness as a weed. Ah, my God, I say thank you. It cannot stop you. You're a child of the Most High God. You have the most powerful force in the universe breathing in your direction. Maybe somebody walked out of a relationship. Did you wrong? Caused you a lot of pain. Next time you see them under your breath, just say you don't need them to become who God created you to be. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You got to turn those words around. It didn't say it to their face now. God has a plan for your life. The parable ends with the working workers asking the farmer, should we go pull up the wheat? He said, no. Just wait. And at the right time, they will be destroyed. Let the Lord have his way in your life. God of heaven, oh my God, I give you glory, will pull up those weeds. God is saying that to us, the weeds that popped up, that unexpected challenge, that sickness, that trouble at work, come on, Holy Ghost, you don't have to fight those battles. Don't spend all your life trying to pull up the weeds. My God, I give you glory. You can fix everything. You can't fix it. You can't do it by yourself. You can't fix everything in your own strength. If you're constantly trying to straighten this person out, fix this problem, make this situation resolve, you'll be frustrated. It is well. You throw your hands up to the Lord and say, Lord, have your way. It will be well. It is well today. The scripture says those who have believed enter into rest. And at some point, you got to say, God, I'm trusting you to take care of my weeds. You keep honoring God, being your best, and God will move the wrong people out of the way. God will restore what's been stolen. God will strengthen out the situation at work, at home for you. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody come on and praise him with me this morning. It is well. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, the Bible says, the Holy Ghost says, I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper Carolyn. Plans to prosper Pastor Matthew McNeil. Plans to prosper, come on, Holy Ghost, the Burgess family. Plans to prosper the Waters family. Plans to prosper everyone that is on this line today. Praise God. Plans to give you an hope and a future. My God, I say thank you. Lord, we just thank you, God, today for your word today. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, for what you have said to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow us not to have a recording on this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But God, I ask you to silence the enemy from speaking to the minds of your people, including myself on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Shut our ears to the enemy in Jesus' name. People of God, glory to God. I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Being on this line this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know, praise God, that God is in the fire with you. Know that God, hallelujah, have your best interest. Know that the greatest one, glory to God, the world champion, the greatest heavyweight champion of the world, have your back. He knows your future. He will give you hope. Glory to God. Glory to God. With that being said, thank you all for coming on this line this morning. Amen. Praise God. Reign of Glory, the Bible Ministry. You was on the air with Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, praise God, for any reason, amen, you can reach me 302-883-9799. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing, glory to God, and partner with the ministry. This is a new ministry, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You may sow your seed, pay your offering, whatever you want to do. You can call me if you don't know how to do it, 302-883-9799. And this is what the Lord has given me on this week. Amen. Praise God. For many people that's not doing what God has been, you're wondering why you're going through in your finances. Amen. I don't ask you for money. I want you to be blessed. If you do your 10%, God will sustain your 90%. All he asks for you is your 10%. Hallelujah. Wherever you sow it at, praise God, make sure that it's on good ground. That God can sustain your 90%. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for all the ones that partner with me. Amen. In this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just know, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I am up. We're in a different time zone. Amen. It is actually 7 o'clock in the morning here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just know that I just want to speak a blessing over you. Praise God. I am praying that the God will set a hedge of fire for protection over you and your family that shall be impregnable in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Will grow. I pray that God will expose and wither every evil hand that is stretched out against you in the name of Jesus. As this year is moving along, people of God, I pray that you will not mourn or sorrow for your family or for your loved ones. I am praying, glory to God. I am praying that you will receive your breakthrough without further delay. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am praying that the Almighty God will make a way for you in what you see as an impossible situation by making every mountain and hill of obstruction give away in the mighty name of Jesus. God shall be there for you at every point of your need, and his blessing shall never pass you by. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. The Lord has gone before you. Come on, to make the crooked places straight for your purpose and for his glory. Did you know that every time Jesus passes through a place, he left behind the blessings, your testimony? Therefore, I am praying that as Jesus passes through your life, he will leave you with testimonies of his power and his grace. As God hears the smallest whisper of your heart's desire, I pray that he will publicly honor you, reposition you for greater things as you journey through this season. May the Lord, who set an invisible border around Israel and Goshen, be shielded, come on, Holy Ghost, and a defense for you and your family as he makes the invisible in Jesus' mighty name. I'm praying for you, people of God, that during this week, you will receive a fresh touch from heaven, the Father of glory. Come on, glory to God, to move you forward in the mighty name of Jesus. And guess what, people of God? No weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray on out. Father, we thank you for your word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mighty move, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your people was blessed on today, Father God, because God, they are your people, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. They belong to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, as we lift our hands to heaven, Father God, on today, Father God, as we have come to the end of ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that nothing or anything will get in your way for fulfilling our destiny, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be sensitive to your spirit, God, and yes, Holy Ghost, sensitive to your prompting, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic spirit, Father God, that will try to speak to us on today, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, say that we will not be blessed, that God is not doing it. Glory to God. Even after we have listened to the word, that the enemy would not come and steal the word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But you will plant that word within our spirit, Lord God, that it will come back to our remembrance on this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, because all that you are doing in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord God, that this is our season of congratulations, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are doing great things. You are honoring your name, God, in the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your spirit is going far and near, Father God, to bring the brokenhearted in, God, to the congregation of the righteous, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, even now, Father God. So we bless your holy name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with a seed and joy, to the only ones, God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Let the church say amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. Have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord. Amen. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'll leave you with a song.